Joining us now is the Montana State Democratic Party Chair, Robin Driscoll. How are you this morning, Robin?
Hey, I'm good, and I do want to apologize. I tried dialing the number a number of times, and it wouldn't go through. It said, you can't, it won't go through as dialed as,
oh God.
So I'm a little tardy. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Good to have you with us here. So where are we at here with the Montana Democratic Party at this point?
Yeah, so the party is, of course, I think I told you last time I was on with you that we have a new executive director, Sheila Hogan. So she's been there just over a month and really has hit the ground running. We are going to finish up kind of a statewide tour this week. We're heading east. We're going to go to Forsyth, Miles City, Fort Peck, and then back through Great Falls. So that it ought to be a good trip and meet with business people and farmers and ranchers in those areas. So we're looking forward to that.
You know, you're going to eventually get up to this part of the area, aren't you?
Yeah. They already were there.
Oh, how come we didn't know about it?
I believe it was August.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, so Sheila wouldn't have been there with them at that point, but I'm pretty sure it was August that they were there.
Oh, darn it.
I didn't drive over that far.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to meeting your new executive director anyway, whenever she happens to get up this direction. Talk with us a little bit about redistricting. It sounds like we've got some maps in there now.
Yeah, we do. There are, the committee has brought forth 9 maps, and so next Tuesday they will be taking public comment on the maps that have been brought forth, and then Thursday they are going to meet and hopefully come up with a tentative map. We'll all be looking forward to that, to seeing what they actually come up with. The 9 maps that are brought forth are, you know, they vary. And so it'll be exciting. I think that Montanans are really excited to get another seat in Congress. You know, we'll have our voices represented on more committees and more negotiations. I feel like we're lucky to have an independent nonpartisan commission tasked with drawing these boundaries, because it's not easy and you'll never please everybody.
Yeah, I'm sure that, but I've heard some pretty wild stories about how some of these maps are looking. One of them, I understand, is pretty weird. It's separating Lincoln County and Flathead County, and I can't even begin to understand how that map might look.
And I don't have the maps in front of me, but I have seen all 9 maps. They were in the local newspaper the other day, but so I don't know about that particular one.
Well, does it look to you like it's going to be some type of an east-west type of a map?
I still can't even, some of the maps that are brought forward are east-west. Some are more a little bit north-south. And so I don't know what the final product will be. Your guess would be as good as mine. I'm sure that it's going to come down to the chair of the committee making that decision. I wouldn't want to be the chair of that committee for anything in the world.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, and no matter what, you're probably going to be a dartboard, and everybody's going to be throwing darts at you.
Yeah, exactly. But I do think Montanans have said, you know, loud and clear that they want maps that are fair and competitive, if, you know, when possible. And so I guess it will be the commission's responsibility to consider all that public testimony and look to uphold Montana's wishes. And the stated, you know, one of the stated goals of the commission is to create fair and competitive maps. So hopefully they will all stick to that.
And what about, and just an observation here now, it appears that several of the bills passed by the legislature are being attacked in the courts.
They are. In fact, we just filed another lawsuit yesterday in federal court in response to the state legislature's bill that passed that disallows ballot collection and voter drive efforts in many places on college campuses, university campuses. This bill really, we believe, violates students' right to free speech. And again, it's just all an effort to undermine the elections process. It's a national trend by the Republican Party to create unfounded fear in people so that they don't trust the election process. They don't really want to know, you know, what they're stating. They want to revisit Missoula's ballots, and which is just silly. There's been no proof or evidence of any election fraud. But this way, if their candidate doesn't win, you know, then everybody will question the process. And the funny thing is, Republicans in Montana won every statewide election and control of the legislature. As Democrats, we accept the will of the voters, even if we're not happy with the outcome. We realize that, you know, we need to work harder and smarter to pick up some seats next time. But this is just pure insanity.
Where can we go now with this COVID-19 situation? We're at well over 12,000 active cases in the state right now. What does the Democratic Party take on that?
Well, my take is, where is Greg Gianforte? He's down at the Mexican border, you know, for photo ops and making sure that he can try and get on the news. And, you know, his priority should be here in Montana. Like you said, our cases are exploding while other states are starting to see a downtick. We have not gotten there yet. And, you know, he should be leading here rather than leading at the southern border and pandering to, you know, problems that aren't in Montana.
Well, what about the mask mandates and the vaccination mandates? It looks like we're being set up here for a battle between OSHA and the state mandate, or the state position on these mandates.
Yep, I would agree. Federal law does supersede state law. And so it will be interesting. However, I also need to make clear that it's a vaccination mandate. However, if you don't want to get vaccinated, you have the choice to get tested every week. So if that's your preference, that's fine. Do that. I would rather see people get vaccinated, but if they just absolutely won't, testing every week is the next best option.
Okay.
But we do. I mean, in Montana, our school boards have seen people just do unbelievable things. In fact, right here in Billings, our superintendent of public schools, there was originally stated that there would not be a mask mandate, but after, you know, taking into account the science and the doctors and that were in contact with him, did end up issuing a mask mandate, and I believe it was just the day before school started. Well, you know, parents, just some of them just believe that they're losing their freedom. One parent actually, even the superintendent, was in the gym working out, and he took his telephone and went over and videoed Greg Upham, the superintendent, and was, you know, pushing on him as far, why are you violating our freedoms? Why don't you have a mask on right now? If you make everybody else wear masks, you know, it was just unbelievable. And I was so proud of the superintendent for just not pushing, just saying, not here, you know, and not starting any type of scene or anything like that other than what the other guy was creating. It's just, and our own state superintendent of public schools, she ran on local control. Everything should be local. But she's out there you know, attending like leadership or rallies, and more interested in pushing her fringe agenda rather than working for Montana Kids, spreading misinformation, and, you know, really undermining the work of teachers and local superintendents. And that's really a shame, because it just pushes people to do more things.
Just checking the statistic yesterday there in Yellowstone County, you've got over 3,200 active cases of COVID-19 raging in your county right now.
Exactly. And many in the hospital. I think it was like 36 in ICU, and 23 of those 36 are on ventilators. It's horrifying.
And it must feel pretty
helpless.
And I
see very few masks out and about when I'm out and about. I see very few masks. Yeah.
Well, as always, we appreciate the conversation with you, Montana State Democratic Party Chair Robin Driscoll. Robin, thanks so much.
Yep, thank you. Take care. I'll talk to you next month.
You got it. Take care.
Okay.